Canmore. Make it back-to-back gold medals for Canada's Brian McKeever and Natalie Wilkie at the Canmore Para Nordic Skiing World Cup. In Sunday's, December 5, races at the Canmore Nordic Centre, Canada increased its medal count to 8, 5 gold, 1 silver, 2 bronze, after the second day of the Para Nordic Skiing World Cup kickoff event with Canmore's own McKeever leading the way. The competition certainly is very hard, and that's what we want, and a lot of the best skiers in the world showed up, said McKeever. It's a Paralympic year. People are pretty serious, and obviously, we're seeing that races are tight across all the categories, and that's going to be a good season ahead. With guide Graham Nishikawa, the 42-year-old, 28 minutes 50 seconds and 2 milliseconds, edged out Russia's Stanislav Choklayev, 28 minutes 51 seconds and 5 milliseconds, for top spot in the men's 12.5 kilometers visually impaired free technique race. USA's Jake Adakoff won bronze at a time of 29 minutes 2 seconds and 7 milliseconds. On the first day of racing, McKeever, a 17-time Paralympic medalist, and Nishikawa won the men's 7.5 kilometers visually impaired race by 6.1 seconds ahead of Russian Oleg Ponomarev. Wilkie, of Salmon Arm, BC, claimed a second World Cup gold medal in the women's 10 kilometers standing free technique. The 20-year-old Canuck crossed the line at a time of 28 minutes 12 seconds and 6 milliseconds. The snow was pretty fast today, said Wilkie. I was a little put off by the late start. I like racing in the morning, so waiting around all day for a race was a little stressful for me. But once I was out on the snow, all those hours and hours of training over the summer kicked in. I just put my head down and went. Winning silver was Canada's Brittany Hudak, 28 minutes 53 seconds and 1 millisecond, and third was Russia's Ekaterina Rumyantseva, 29 minutes 3 seconds and 3 milliseconds. Canada's Emily Young finished 6th, 31 minutes 2 seconds and 8 milliseconds. View this post on Instagram, a post shared by Alberta World Cup. At Alberta World Cup, one day prior, Wilkie and Hudak tied for first place in the 5 km standing that had interval starts. Yesterday was super special, said Wilkie. We've been training together all year, and we've been neck and neck for so long that it almost wasn't surprising that we won gold together, which is just awesome. And today, I was racing against Brittany again. I knew she was a strong skater, she's a great biathlete, and I knew that she was going to be pretty tough to beat today, especially considering yesterday we were so close, so I'm really happy with today's race. In the 12.5 kilometers men's standing, the podium was a clean sweep by Russia, as Vladislav Lakomtsev, Vitaly Imalishov, and Russian Minigolov were 1, 2, and 3. Canadians Jesse Emin and Kyle Barber were 18th and 19th, respectively. Paralympic champ Mark Ahrens did not race. In the women's 10 kilometers visually impaired free technique, Russia had its second clean sweep of the podium, with Anna Panferova winning gold, Vera Klizova taking silver, and Anastasia Begian grabbing bronze. In the men's 10 kilometers sitting free technique, Italy's Giuseppe Ramelle won gold and Russian Ivan Golubkov took second. Canadian Colin Cameron claimed bronze and countryman Derek Zaplatinsky was fifth. In women's 7.5 kilometers sitting, USA's Oksana Masters and Kendall Gretsch were first and second, respectively. Russia's Natalia Kocharova was third. The top Canadian was Line Marie Bilodeau, who finished ninth. With 5 gold medals, Canada leads with the most top spots after 2 days. Russia leads in overall medals in Canmore with 20, 4 gold, 8 silver, 8 bronze. The Para-Nordic Skiing World Cup continues Tuesday, December 7, at 10 a.m. at the Canmore Nordic Centre. For full results, visit www.albertaworldcup.com.